ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कांटो चैप्टर नंबर 6 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 11 टू 13। सो हाउ मेनी आर रिटन? ओनली वन। थ्री वर्सेस आर टुगेदर दैट डिस्क्राइब्स द the dilemma of attachment for a householder. And Prahlad Maharaj is only a 5-year-old boy. How does he know about the dilemma of the householder life? Well, he becomes knowledgeable for past, present and future of his own life. So he can know. Right. Anyway. कथं प्रियया अनुकंपितायः संगरहस्यं रुचिरां च मंत्रान् सुरत्सु तत्स्नेहसितः शिशुनां कलाक्षराणां अनुरक्तचित्तः कथं प्रियाय अनुकंपितायः संगरहस्यं रुचिरांश्च मन्त्रान् सुरत्सु तत्स्नेहसितः शिशूनां कलाक्षराणामनुरक्तचित्तः दिस् इस् नंबर 13। एनीवे देन् द नेक्स्ट् वन् पुत्रांस स्मरन्ता दुहित्र रद्दया भ्रातृन् स्वसर्वाः पितरौ च दिनौ गृहान् मनोज्ञ उपरिच्छदांश्च वृत्तिश्च कुल्याः पशु मृत्युवर्गान् मृत्युवर्गान् पुत्रान् समस्तां दुहितृवृद्धया भ्रातृन् स्वस्वस्रा पितरौ च दीनौ ग्रहान् मनोज्ञ रूप परिच्छदांश्च वृत्तिश्च कुल्या पशु मृत्युवर्गान् त्यजेत कोशः क्रुद्धि विहमान् कर्माणि लोभद् वितृप्तकामः औपस्थ जेह्वं बहुमन्यमानः कथं विरज्येत दुरन्तमोहः त्यजेत कृशाद्विकृतबेहमानः कर्माणि लोभाद वितृप्तकामः ఔపస్థ్యజేహవం బహుమన్యమాన కథం విరజ్జీత దురంత మోహ త్యజేత కోశత్ కృతి వేహమాన కర్మాణి లోభాద్ వితృప్త కామః ఔపస్థ జేహ్వం బహుమన్యమాన కథం విరజ్జేత దురంత మోహ త్యజేత కౌశత్ కృతి వేహమాన కర్మాణి లోభాద్ వితృప్త కామః ఔపస్థ్య జేహ్వం బహుమన్యమానః కథం విరజ్జేత దురంత మోహ. Mothers, త్యజేత కెన్ గివ్ అప్ కోశాకృత్ ద సిల్క్ వర్మ్ ఈవ లైక్ ఈహమానః పర్ఫార్మింగ్ కర్మాణి డిఫరెంట్ యాక్టివిటీస్ లోభాత్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్సటియబుల్ డిజైర్స్ అవితృప్త kamaha, whose increasing desires are not satisfied. Aupasthya, pleasure from the genitals. Jehivam, and the tongue. Bahumanyamanaha, considering as very important. Katham, how virajita is able to give up duranta moha, being in great illusion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This is a composite translation of the all three verses. So please listen carefully. How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart being always filled with their pictures, give up their association? Specifically, a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always pleases her husband in a solitary place. Who could give up the association of such a dear, affectionate wife? Small children talk in broken language, very pleasing to hear, and their affectionate father always think of their sweet words. How could he give up their association? One's elderly parents and one's sons and daughters are also very dear. A daughter is especially dear to her father, and while living at her husband's house, she is always in his mind. Who could give up that association? Aside from this, in household affairs, there are many decorated items of household furniture, and there are also animals and servants. Who could give up such comforts? The attached household is like a silkworm which weaves a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned, unable to get out. Simply for the satisfaction of two important senses, the genitals and the tongue, one is bound by material conditions. How can one escape? Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the household affairs, the first attraction is the beautiful and pleasing wife, who increases household attraction more and more. One enjoys his wife with two important sense organs, namely the tongue and the genitals. The wife speaks very sweetly. This is certainly an attraction. Then she prepares very palatable foods to satisfy the tongue. And when the tongue is satisfied, one gains strength in the other sense organ, especially the genitals. Thus, the wife gives pleasure in sex intercourse. Household life means sex life. Yanmaithunadi grahamedi sukham hituccham. This is encouraged by the tongue. Then there are children. A baby gives pleasure by speaking sweet words in broken language. And when the sons and daughters are grown up, one becomes involved in their education and marriage. Then there are one's own father and mother to be taken care of, and one who becomes concerned with the social atmosphere and with pleasing his brothers and sisters. A man becomes increasingly entangled in the household affairs, so much so that the living from them becomes almost impossible. Thus the household becomes grahamandakupam, a dark well in which the man has fallen. For such a man to get out is extremely difficult unless he is helped by a strong person, the spiritual master, who helps the fallen person with the strong rope of spiritual instructions. A fallen person should take advantage of this rope, and then the spiritual master or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, will take him out of that dark well. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Lilitanyena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Tyajeta Koshakrida Dihmanha Karmani Lobhad Vitrupta Kamaha Aupasthya Jahivam Bahumanyamanaha Katham Virajita Duranta Moha. Translation is The attached householder is like a silk worm which weaves a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned, unable to get out. Simply for satisfaction of two important senses, the genitals and the tongue, one is bound by the material conditions. How can one escape? So, this is the instruction of a five-year-old boy who has been tutored by Narad Muni while he was in the womb of his mother. And he speaks so much eloquent truth that it penetrates right into the core of heart one who wants to advance in devotional life. But without loosening the bondage of the material life that he has created in the household affairs, how is it possible? So such strong words can be spoken by a five-year-old boy before even Hiranyakashipu was killed by Nrisingadeva. Prabhupada quotes that verse, which is Prahlad Maharaj is talking when he prays to Lord Nrisingadeva. Janmaithunadi graha medhi sukham hituccham kanduyena karayor eva dukkha dukkham trupyanti nehe krapana bahudukkha bhajam kanduti van manasadvishadev dhira. Dhira means the sober person has to take into account this activity, the pleasure of genitals that he enjoyed, but it had created a web of network in which he is trapped. So this example is also given repeatedly, that those who are serious about getting trained up in brahmachari life, so even on the command of the superior that he has to get into the household affairs, he will be aware, he will be conscious of what he is doing, and one has to take a very calculated risk of getting entangled. Calculated risk means he must keep in mind the web he is weaving around, but he should learn the art like a spider. A spider weaves the web around him just to trap others, but he will never get trapped himself. He will not get trapped. This is an art of brahmacharya life. Karmic activities are always being performed, but Krishna advises that we should do a karma, the one that will not entangle us. But we become oblivious by the sense gratification, and we even unknowingly keeps on weaving the web around web, and we get trapped. This application is for all living entities, whether one is in a female body or a male body. They are actually said to be, both male and female, to be complementary to each other, not counteracting each other. In Kali Yuga, both of them are trying to weave their own web to trap the other. To trap the other. It means, even if we understand theoretically, it gives the consequences also in advance. The consequences are going to be very, very stringent. Upon desiring to fulfill his future life, an insect, the silkworm, is weaving the cocoon around him, thinking all these assets of weaving will become very safe for him. And he can enjoy by simply contemplating himself into a butterfly or this. This is the metamorphosis, what they call it in biology. Or transformation from one shape of the body into completely different shape of the body. And in Bhagavatam it is said that it is the meditation of a silkworm to become a butterfly. But silkworm, he is trapped in the cocoon because he has unsatiable desires. So more and more fibers of cocoon are going to be, weaved. And he cannot come out. Even if metamorphosis takes place and he becomes a butterfly, he can't fly within the limited space of cocoon. There must be some mechanism that he ultimately has to break loose. But silkworm means so much unsatiable desires and very fine quality of material and sense gratificatory life. And that's why the silk is very costly. But poor insect, before he can think or before he transforms himself into a butterfly, people pick it up and put in the boiling water, and there goes his life. It goes, and they make silk clothes out of it, and we wear gladly. We think silk clothes are very important, of course, for pujari, because it is said to be untouchable. Means even if you have gone somewhere, and it is said to be not contaminated. The smart brahmanas, wear this red silk dhotis. They go and put up their janeu, the brahman thread on the ear. It means he has to release himself. But still, they will sprinkle the water, and make it workable for
for the pujas. So silk and silk cocoon, that is a trap. Even though it is considered to be animal product, we use it. Why? Because insect could not free himself, but by knowing, we may be able to free ourselves. It's completely opposite. Silken clothes while worshipping are very important. The clean, they are very soft, right? But at the same time, we should understand that if we are wearing the product of cruelty, then it will be another trap. A reactionary trap will be there. But in service of Krishna, with Krishna is in center and cultivated Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day, what is the problem? We are supposed to use in winter time the woolen shawl, wrap around. That wool has also come out from the animal hairs. Some countries, this the hairs of animals are harvested along with sending them to slaughterhouses simultaneously. Regardless, but the silk and wool both are considered to be pure in service of Krishna. The significance is that there may be hair or hair products. In Kali Yuga, Kali has resided in the long hair too. Lavanya Kesha Dharanam. So, in one sense, such products are forbidden in the sense that they are detrimental to devotional service. But when used in Krishna consciousness and Krishna service, they can be object of liberation. If silk dhoti wearing or silk clothes wearing Mataji, if they are engaged in service of Lord Krishna, they have to remind themselves that the silk worm has sacrificed to make me liberated, rather make me entangled again. And the ladies are fond of Kanjivaram saris, which are pure silk. They are costly. 10,000 rupees a sari. You know better. But they must be conscious. They are wearing silk, not for show or status quo. Rather, they have to understand that it is pure because it reminds us for our purity. Our purity. We have to become free from the entanglement. That silkworm was entangled. But he was killed. I don't know whether it was liberated or not. But if I am wearing the one that was trapping that worm, if I am wearing, I do not need to get trapped. That should be the consciousness. And that's why this opportunity to allow the devotees to wear on the altar is correct. Anyway, but the silkworm means one who is desirous to simply try to fulfill his desires. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Asha Pasha Shater Baddha. Such foolish people are hoping against the hope.
and they remain hopeless. It means such desires are unsatiable. Insatiable means can never be satisfied. But meanwhile, that cocoon is growing. And especially the two sense organs are talked. The genitals and tongue. Both are engaged for sense gratification, not knowing that what is the purpose. Dharma viruddha kamo asmi bharata sharma. The one which is not contrary to the religious principles, that form of mine is very sex life. I am, right? It means a sex life is for procreation of Krishna conscious progeny and not begetting like cats and dogs by accident or just go on, tuccha means very, very miserly activity that he becomes so much attached that he forgets the purpose and yet he is not satisfied. Otherwise, and this blind will of so-called grahastha, but it's actually grahamedi life, one whose consciousness is geared only on these two things, genitals and tongue. The household life is not a household life. It's medha, means the intelligence which is focused only on the cocoon. Graha is a cocoon or a blind well. It is too difficult to come out. Griha andhakupam. So, Prahlad Maharaj is knowledgeable. By the virtue of the spiritual instructions he received. And then when he was praying to Lord Narasingha after he killed his father, Hiranyakashipu, he recites the same verse, Janmaithunadi. And that's why Prabhupada is quoting. He is not quoted while he was instructing to his schoolmates. But nonetheless, the awareness and the consciousness which has been developed can, bring the incident before, after, because it is a perpetual fact for those who are in material life. And they have to be aware. In Prahlad Maharaj's own life, there's a beautiful example. But how he was so much steadfast in Krishna consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj got married and he had a son called Virochan. But Virochan came out to be demoniac. Yet Prahlad Maharaj tolerated him. Right? There are no incidents that he was unhappy with him. Whatever Krishna has designed to fulfill a living entity's desire, he came. So he welcomed the situation, but he was not listening to his father's instructions. When he grew up, he became quite obsessed for sense gratification. There was one Brahmin friend called Sudhanva. And he was in deep love with a girl who is also from the Brahmin community. Purvachitti. Now, Virochan became very envious of Sudharma, his friend. So somehow or another, because of his material prowess and unrestricted sense gratification, he approaches her. And proposes to marry. Now, this kind of proposal comes all of a sudden without any previous thought. During that time, even the girls were so much prudent in chastity. So he said, Sudhanva is my man. She replied to him, but you can wait. Sudhanva is coming tomorrow. Why don't you come and we will square it out? So next day Sudhanva came and Virochan also came. Alright? And just like a competition, show off. Well, Sudharma was Brahminical cultured, Krishna conscious person, and this guy is, even though high ranking son of the king who was Prahlad Maharaj at that time, but Asura. There is no qualification of mating. He wanted to show the might. Alright? And that person is also so much confident about him that, yes, look at that. So Sudhanva came and Virochan challenged him. I want to marry Purvachitti, you buzz off. Then Sudhanva said, I can take the verdict from Prahlad Maharaj. Whatever he says, I will obey. So let's go to your father. Right. Prahlad Maharaj saw both of them coming. And they put up the proposal. So Virochan was confident that Prahlad is his, material father. So he would always speak in favor of him. Right? That should be the attachment. Now, in ideal grihastha life, father has to remain detached, even while performing all duties very, very faithfully, and try to satisfy everyone in the family. But unless and until he is detached from the entanglement, he will not liberate anybody, including himself. And the same situation will become like entrapment in a cocoon, and people will never come out from it. So Prahlad Maharaj saw, and he saw the character, compared the character, alright? And he said, Virochan, you step aside, let Sudhanva marry him. Virochan was not pleased, but because Prahlad was the king, he cannot defy the order. How would you say Prahlad Maharaj's consciousness is so much fixed upon the what we call compatibility for the ideal life? Even though he was the king of all the asuras, but that was his desire to remain within the asuras to teach them Krishna conscious. That's the only benediction Prahlad Maharaj asked from Narasingadev. So the idea is that where is the progressive life of human consciousness? It is only in Krishna consciousness. While progressive life in materialism is nothing but weaving around cocoon over and over and over again, so we will trap ourselves. Never weave a cocoon of reaction. Act in such a way that you remain detached from the results of reactions.
Namam karmani limpanti name karma phales praha iti o mam abhi janati karma bhirapi na badyate.
This is the art of disentanglement, or this is the art of real living, not fake living.
Krishna teaches everything. Krishna consciousness is being carried from all our parampara, great acharyas, Narad Muni. Prahlad is there. If we get the same instruction, then it is up to us. But otherwise, we cannot cry on spilt milk. Oh, we made mess of our life, and what can we do now? It is better we get separate. No, that is another crime over the crime of getting entanglement. Separation is another. What they call cream on the cake of miseries. Cream on the cake of miseries is separation, divorce, whatever. So we have to be very, very conscious. And we have to implement this consciousness in daily activities. Even if we are brahmachari, we should not become entangled in unnecessary, overindulgence in karma. Brahmachari should not perform karma at all. That's why brahmachari guru kole vasodantam gururhitam. Gururhitam means for the sake of the pleasure of his guru he should live, not for his own pleasure. Means he will be liberated. Otherwise, nowadays they go to Gurukul, but they also ask the amenities for the children. When the parents come to see their children in the Gurukul, they bring chocolate also. There are some strict regulation, but that is the, it's not leftover attachment. But it is a very subtle attachment. That even though he is studying far away from the family, yet they want to pamper. And what will happen when the kids go to home for vacation? What will happen? You will be more spoiled. Better spend your vacation in Vrindavan. Don't go to Nepal, okay? So, it is like that. It is very difficult to come out from the blind well of material life unless we are equipped with the Krishna consciousness in full, not partial, in full. Then and then you get married, otherwise I will tell your father, don't give them entanglement. Yes? Actually, brahmachari should wear saffron. And you are in brahmachari ashram, why do you wear white and color? It's fashion or attachment for some kind of subtle sense gratification. Anyway, it depends upon, the authorities. I'm not the authority. But a question we are rightful to ask. So the idea is that Prabhupada gives a very important purport that is so common and so trivial that we ignore. Then we try to blame the modes of material nature
Or in other words, we can, oh, the devil made me do it. I didn't do. I didn't do, but the devil made me do it. Now, is it an escapism? Because unpaid reactions are still waiting to tell, to take our toll. Just like any karma, have five factors to give a particular result. It is not one. What is that verse? Karta adhisthanam. Adhisthanam tadha karta. Then karanam. And deva chaivatra panchamam. The devam. Because everything is coming from Krishna, and the demigods and Mother Nature are the authorities to check us. For every action there is an opposite and resultant reaction. You know? So this superiority in avoiding the results of our karma cannot be ignored. If we cannot bypass them, then where is the question of liberation through them? Maybe they are demigods or that. There is no question of liberation. Liberation is given by Mukunda. Muktim dadati iti Mukunda. So we have to be Krishna conscious. Right? There is no way out from the cocoon except Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So anybody has any question? Maharaj, you have some comments? Speak up. Hare Rama. You want me to come again? I will come. Why not? Devotees are not afraid. We are not afraid of repeated bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us mama janmani janmani. Right? So I will have to go through very strict brahmachari ashram because I also messed up before, but we have to be a resolve making. A resolution, there is determination and then resolution. Both will be, you know, helping. Yeah, bless me. Thank you. Can you read the 7th canto, 14th chapter, the instructions by Narad Muni to Yudhishthira Maharaj about ideal grihastha life? That you start with the obligation to Lord Krishna and conveyed through the
the spiritual master and then take care of your dependents in their consciousness. If you feel some difficulty, then get back to them and get help. But they will give only spiritual help, right? Do not anticipate material help to cut material problems. It will never work. For every material problem, only spiritual solution is there. It's not an escapism, but it is the reality. Because you are not the body, neither you are meant to suffer in the bodily conception of life.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, like the example of silkworm, they are given. The silkworm is making the silk in many ways for the others, but he is entangled. So, because he doesn't have anybody who can ask him to come out from there, where in material world we have the spiritual master, the devotees, who can ask us to come out from the material world and chant Hare Krishna and give Krishna consciousness. So this Silk Worm was not having anybody's association, and that's why he was very independent in Gandhi, and he made this Silk Worm and made a profit for us.
Do you desire that Silk Worm should have a Silk Worm spiritual master to come and instruct him? No. The living entity is trapped by his unsatiable desire. Asha Pasha. A desire is going to bind you up. Pasha. Satair Baddha. Not only with one knot, but hundreds of knots. And how many desires one has? Or if this is not fulfilled, I will get into this one. You want to become what? Engineer, doctor, what? A devotee? But not a doctor? A doctor devotee is good. But suppose, you cannot make medical field, then I will do something else. If not this, another. So there are so many desires already, and desires are inflamed by our association, peer pressure. Even if you do not know, but if you have a friend who has taken mechanical engineering, you will opt for it, even though you may have done good or bad. No, desire will push you. It's called motivational philosophy. The whole world is moving around on motivation, material motivation, not spiritual motivation. Nowadays there are so many motivational speakers just to feed you some idea that you can dwell upon. It's called motivational speakers. Even in India there are. People are becoming professional. It means motivational speakers are brainwashers actually. We are also brainwashers, aren't we? But we wash the brain clean, Prabhupada is saying. Bring out all the dirt of materialism, right? Give him the mic, please. Because you were envious of Krishna and couldn't stay with him, so you are falling from that grace of spiritual platform. It was your eternal. Icha dvesha samuthena dvanda mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sargayanti parandapa.
without exception, everybody, you know, they are fallen from the grace, because we created an independent desire. Even little independence can create an independent desire. We are never slaves. But this desire, because of our individuality, little independence has been given. Krishna does not trample that. Are you using in his favor or your favor? That is the only problem. And we lost that platform. And that was an akshara platform. We fell means we became kshara. Kshara sarvani bhutani. Are you a bhut or not? That is okay. Bhut doesn't mean ghost. Physical ghost, subtle ghost. But ghost is ghost. Because we have been manifested. That's called bhuta. The word came from bhava, to be. Our being is not only in manifested material body. We are ever existent. Thank you very much. Right. Anybody, any other question? This is liberating. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.